The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. And every Friday on the Pat Kenny Show, we bring you a delicious dish idea so you can treat yourself at the weekend. And we have with us the executive chef at the Marker Hotel, Gareth Mullins. And Gareth, we are going to be talking chicken. So before we do, can I get a complaint off my chest?
Sure.
They've stopped trussing supermarket chickens. Have you noticed this? They now sell them with their little legs akimbo. All so right. If you want them trussed, you have to truss them yourself.
Trusting.
No, never trust a supermarket chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, really?
Why would you stop trusting? Nobody cares. Anyway, guys, so we're going to talk about a chicken dish. This is a sort of a one pod wonder.
It is, and it's really about, you know, kids are back in school, we're all back in work, we need dishes now, I think, that are going to give us a little bit of comfort, but also aren't going to hit us too hard in the pocket. And chicken thighs are probably, in a chef's view, is the most flavoursome piece of meat that's on the chicken. The breast can be a little bit dry if it's not cooked correctly, and so on and so forth.
And the breast is delicate, whereas the leg will take a pumping if you get it wrong.
It is, and this is kind of like a braised dish, if you will. So we have to do a little bit of searing, and then you have a little bit of chopping, and then you just pop it into the oven and literally forget about it for half an hour. And you can get the homework done or whatever else that just you have to do if you're still doing homework while you're at work. Anyway,
so I'll grab the pen. You
yeah,
fire
exactly.
ahead.
So what we need is we need 8 chicken thighs, skin on preferably. You need a little bit of olive oil, a tin of good quality chopped tomatoes, 4 tablespoons of tomato paste. So that's about a quarter of a tube. An aubergine, a courgette, a couple of peppers, red and yellow, an onion that we're going to chop up, red onion if you can get it, if not a white onion will do the job, a couple of cloves of garlic and some dried mixed herbs. So what we need to do is...
And if you're one of those people who for some inexplicable reason doesn't like garlic, you can leave it, I see.
Yeah, of course, leave it out. But, you know, this is really like a Mediterranean type of tray bake. And this is like, this is what chefs eat at home. You know, that's like, they're easy. You throw it all in the pan, lash it into the oven, and then go about your business. So that's a question I'm often asked what I cook at home.
You're in there with Thomas Keller when he was asked what his favourite recipe was. It was roast chicken.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it just gives so much, like, there's... It gives so much on flavour. All you really need to do is concentrate on getting that skin crispy and the seasoning. And then you're good to go. And obviously buying good quality chicken, that's important. We buy corn-fed as much as possible. I know some people are a little bit turned off by the yellow colour, but it definitely has more chicken flavour. So anyway, back to the recipe. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees, and then you need a nice heavy pan or a pot that we can cook this dish in from start to finish. So stick that on the stove on a low heat, and then we're going to get our chicken thigh is ready. So all I would say to you is trim off any of the excess fat that's underneath the chicken and then turn it over, and if there's any little bits of fat that's sticking out, just trim them off as well. And then I want you to take your knife and run your knife down so it hits the chicken thigh. So what we're trying to do is score it. So if you imagine the chicken thigh looks like the back of your hand, we're going to go along the bone. Yeah, exactly what you're doing there. So
parallel with your knuckles.
Exactly. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the flavour to get inside the chicken. And obviously it's going to cook a little bit quicker if we're making a couple of incisions. Then what we want to do is we need to get that into the pan, skin side down. And the colour that we're looking for here is roast chicken. So you're going to put it into the pan, skin side down in a medium heat that has a little bit of olive oil on it. And we're going to fry it for about 4 to 5 minutes. It might spit and sizzle a little bit. Don't worry about that.
Because this isn't to cook it, this is to colour it.
All we're doing is what we're trying to do is get that roast chicken flavour. We're trying to get that skin crispy. So after we do that, if you turn it over and it's still a little bit anemic or a little bit white looking after 3 or 4 minutes, leave it there, hurry the temperature up a little bit, and then we're good to go. So then we take that out of the pan, and the next step is then we're going to saute off the garlic, the onions, the vegetables, add in the tin of chopped tomatoes, and then bring it back up to the boil, and the herbs and the tomato puree.
Now go back for a minute. Yeah. Saute off means pan fry at a medium heat, effectively.
Exactly. So What we're trying to do is soften the vegetables with no colour. So sauteing, there has to be noise. That's always what I always say to people. Saute, the thing should be actually frying. You should hear sauteing. So then after the vegetables are sauteed off, you add your tin tomato, you add your tomato paste, you give it a little bit of a stir. So what you're really left with now is like a ratatouille. So it's like that French stewed vegetable dish. You sit the seared chicken breast or chicken thighs back in on top of that sauce, making sure the skin side you can see, so it's facing you, because when we pop it into the oven, we want that skin to get that roasted chicken flavour. That I'm really selling the roast chicken flavour here, as you
see. There's a lot to be said for
it. So plenty of salt and pepper, and then you pop it into the oven at 190 degrees, and we're going to roast it for about 25 minutes. when you take that chicken out and you put it on the plate, if there's any juices on the plate, be sure to throw them into the pot as well. And that's really it. That's the dish more or less ready.
Can you pause in the two stages? When you've got the chicken thighs done and when you've got to your ratatouille stage, can you set it aside and then finish it? Or do you have to keep rolling once
no,
you start?
No, not at all. So that, like, if for example, you knew that you were going to be working late tomorrow or something and you wanted to come in and just pop something into the oven, you could do the process that I've spoken about until it goes into the oven. So say if tonight you were doing a really quick meal and you knew that you had your pans out and you wanted to get tomorrow's dinner ready as well, then this is perfect. Or if you were off in the morning or you're working from home, you wanted to get something ready at lunchtime, do it to the stage that I spoke about before it goes into the oven. But then obviously it is chicken, pop it into the fridge, then take it out, let it come to room temperature, 20-25 minutes, and then into the oven for another 20-25 minutes.
And of course, the best bit about this is you can scale the recipe up to as large as you want. You could feed a cast of thousands if you wanted to do the exact same thing.
If you were having like a communion or something in the house and you wanted to do, and or if you don't like chicken thighs, if you're one of the people that only likes to eat chicken breast, use chicken breast. What I would say is buy the chicken breasts that are on the bone, because we really want that flavour of the bone to try and get into the sauce, and skin them.
Loads of questions. Is a meat thermometer worth buying? I always overcook chicken.
Absolutely, 100%. I think that it's nearly as important as your knife in the kitchen. And the magic number for cooking chicken is 75 degrees. You need to cook chicken past 75 degrees.
Although with the legs, you're going to kick it even higher, because otherwise they can be a bit cartilaginous.
Yeah, exactly. But like the 25 minutes and that's had a good sear will really get it to the temperature that it needs to get to. And then what I like to do with this, I just like to put it in the centre of the table, maybe cook off a little bit of pasta, toss it in a little olive oil or some mashed potato or some boiled potatoes.
Well, you see, this brings us to a complaint that has been coming in a lot by text.
Complaint.
Roast potatoes. What about the roast potatoes, people are asking? So yeah. if you correctly understand that you can't have a dish like this without a roast spud, what do you recommend for roast potatoes?
So roast potatoes, very, very simple. You peel your potatoes, make sure they're all roughly the same size, put them into some cold water, bring them up to the boil and let them simmer for a minute to 2 minutes. Then strain them off into a colander and leave them to cool. What we're trying to do is that steam as it's escaping is water that's getting out of the potato, and obviously the goal with a roast potato is to get it really crispy.
So only boil them for 2 minutes?
2 minutes. You just want to get them started, and then you just give them a little ruffle around in the colander, because what we're trying to do is kind of chafe the edge of the potato. What that will help is it'll get more crispy that goes into the oven. Then you want a nice heavy based roasting dish into the oven first. Put a little bit of vegetable oil or duck fat if you're going all out into the oven. Let it get nice and hot. And then...
You put the oil in before the potato goes near it?
Yeah, and then you're going to carefully spill those potatoes out of that colander onto that hot bubbling oil, close the oven door, roast them for about 30 minutes. Don't season them yet. I always find if you season them about halfway through, the salt stops the moisture from coming out of the potato and it'll get even crispier. And then what I like to do after half an hour, I take them out, couple of cloves of garlic, I just bash them skin on, I throw them in, salt and pepper, maybe a couple of sprigs of rosemary, back into the oven, close the door, and this is going to be an epic roast potato.
This is sounding pretty good. So yeah. How do I time the two things together? Because presumably I want a hotter oven for the spuds than I want for the chicken.
Yeah, but to me, like the first thing I'd be doing there is getting my potatoes in. It's hard enough to overcook a roast potato. Like, they need to be in the oven for about 40 to 45 minutes. So the first thing, if I was serving roast potatoes with that, I'd be getting it into the oven. Then I'd be preheating my oven at 190. My tray would be in there with my oil in it, peel my potatoes and follow the steps that I just told you.
So you do this, and then the spuds, you just leave them somewhere tented under tinfoil or something?
Don't put them under tinfoil, because what will happen is then you're going to get steam, and then all that work you've done of getting those crispy will disappear. So just if you're taking them out of the oven, they're ready before everything else, pop them back into the oven, 5 minutes, and then straight to the table with the roast chicken.
A text asking, Anton, I think you mean spatchcock chicken. That's how you cook it. No, I don't mean spatchcock chicken.
I know what you mean.
In the old days, chicken used to arrive like a hostage. Its little feet were tied together, and to some extent that protects the little narrow bit of the breast. They've stopped doing it.
They have. It's a simple enough thing to do if you wanted to go out and buy yourself a ball of twine. Or
simple enough for you.
For me,
yeah,
exactly.
Come round to my house and do it for me anytime you like.
No problem.
That is Gareth Mullins, who is the executive chef at the Marker Hotel. And as always, we will fire that recipe up on the website.